Hello, dear listener. Tonight, you and I are going to share an experience together. And I would like to make sure you feel as comfortable as possible while we are on this journey. So, let me ask. Is the room you are in warm enough? Good. I also want to make sure we will not be bothered. So please, if you haven't done so, make sure your phone or the presence of other people around you won't spoil things for us. Good. Please lay down in a warm, safe place. Listen to the sound of my voice. You can trust me completely. Now, please, close your eyes and concentrate purely on me and my voice. Take a deep breath in and release. Good. Imagine a clear beach with white sand and calm waves gently hitting the shoreline. There are no other people here. You are lying in this firm sand and relaxing into it. Feeling how warm it is from the sun's rays just beating into it. And you're relaxing into that warmth. And slowly letting go of all your tension, worry, and stress. You feel those things flowing out of you into the sand below. As it seems to surround your body and hold you tight. You feel at peace here. You feel no need to move. While the bright sun gently warms you and just relaxes you. Sand blowing in the wind gently brushes various parts of your body. It has an almost magical quality to it. The fine dust first touches your head and you can feel the gentle patters it makes upon it. Notice your head and your eyes. They are starting to feel very heavy now and you are unable to move them. Yet you also recognize that this is a good thing. The sand slowly patters further down to your neck. Delicately brushing it and making it feel completely relaxed and heavy. Notice your head and your eyes. Feeling so heavy. Feeling so limp. You feel it blowing over your shoulders now, relaxing all the stiffness in your joints and muscles. Your shoulder blades are buried deep in the sand below you and are very relaxed as well. Another warm breeze blows across you, bringing the sand down all over your chest, which equally starts to feel very heavy. It also feels as if it has become one with the surface beneath you. It is a very pleasant sensation. And you concentrate on it for a bit, breathing calmly. You can feel the tingles of this fine sand even more intensely now. Then another small cloud blows across your skin. Almost instantly covering your entire lower body. And you feel every muscle there relax all at once. Your hips, your calves, your thighs, your feet. The heaviness of the sand is keeping you glued to the ground, and only the feeling of calm remains. All the tension is now gone. From the top of your head, all the way down to your feet, and into the smallest toe, your whole body is now heavy and relaxed and calm. You are breathing deep, regular breaths. All you can think about is what a good decision it was to come here, and how nice this sensation feels. You feel in touch with your body like you haven't in a long time now. You deserve this. You remind yourself of the time you spent saving up for this moment, and that it has all paid off. You remind yourself of how you worked up the courage to contact your close childhood friend from back then on the internet. How happy you were when she said she had wanted to talk to you, but was just too shy to start. How you had shared your days and thoughts with her. How you had chatted into the early hours of the morning with her, due to the time difference. How she would laugh at your jokes, put winky faces and smiles after her sentences, link to each other's pictures. And then the happiest moment of all, when you Skype together. You remember the compliments you made each other, and the relief that you found she was just as nice in person as she was when writing. She was still the girl you once knew at heart, even after she had moved back to her beautiful island and this warm blue ocean you see before you. She is still so familiar to you, and also so much more now. Beautiful and desirable. For you, irresistible. You had to tell her like you had told so few people ever. I think I'm slowly falling in love with you. And you did say it. And when you said it during one of your Skype sessions, it was sincere. But then, what she answered was, "Well then, why don't you come over and find out for sure?" And so it came to pass that the experience you are having now of your body, seemingly by magic, being pulled to this ground, came over you back then. You were pulled to this island. You had to go. You instinctively did everything you had to in order to make seeing her again a reality. And before you knew it, you were there. There in her arms. In her warm arms that still seem so familiar from years ago. And kissing her soft lips. The ones you desired, full of passion. And as you are kissing her, a new sense of peace, relaxation, and calm energy enters your body and makes you feel very good. You understood then that you deserve all of this and that it is good. You feel at one with your surroundings now. The sound of the ocean. The sun warming your body. The breeze passing over you. And this magical sand weighing you down. Suddenly, you see me. Slowly walking along the shoreline. I am wearing a very sexy one-piece swimsuit that leaves my stomach visible. It is pure white in defiant contrast to my dark skin and my dark hair that is flowing in the breeze, making me an unmistakable vision against the backdrop of this white beach. I am walking towards you, and you get so turned on. My body is slightly wet from sweat brought on by the heat. It is reflecting the sun, making me glisten slightly. My breasts are lightly bouncing up and down as I walk towards you. And it looks so hot. I stop right in front of you and start stretching. You watch me in trance, paying close attention to my well-formed figure, my legs, my hips, my stomach, my breasts. You start caressing all of them in your mind. And then I turn around and start stretching my thighs. You're definitely enjoying the view now. You think to yourself, I would do anything to have her right now. I turn back to face you and smile. And then I slowly start to lower myself towards you. I get down on top of you while looking straight into your eyes and bring myself closer. You can feel my hair gliding along your chest as I bring my face right up to yours. We just look at each other for a second, gazing into each other's eyes, and you can feel my warm breath upon your face. And then I kiss you.
Hi, baby.
Do you like my swimsuit? I got it especially for you.
You do? It makes me happy.
Listen. Let me just sit on top of you for a bit.
I need to ask you. Do you remember when we were young? And we would go to the bathroom together and then look at each other? How we would just stand there, naked, watching very closely, just talking about normal things. One time, I think we even played a game together. Just a card game. Completely innocent. While we sat there naked on the floor. And both just not really knowing why we wanted to see each other like that so much. Well, baby. I think I might have figured it out.
I was so heartbroken when I had to leave back then. I cried that entire day.
I've never told you this, but having to move as a kid, well, it does things to you, you know? When I felt alone, I would just imagine my old friends were still there and play with them that way. And, you know, later when social media became a thing, I did try to reach out to some of my old girlfriends, but I always got the feeling that everyone had moved on with their lives. And I never dared to reach out to you. You'd become so handsome, I just assumed you wouldn't be thinking about your childhood girlfriend anymore. Or maybe I was just too shy. That's why it makes me so happy you didn't forget, baby. That you still feel that we have a connection all these years later. I developed a real desire to have you in my life again. I know you did too. And now, during the time I had to wait for you to be able to come here, I was constantly thinking about you. But I wanted to wait. I would get so wet after one of our Skype sessions. I would just have to finger myself right there after we were done. Just like now. See? There's already a wet patch down there on my otherwise dry bathing suit. And I can feel your cock getting hard underneath me as well. We both need this. Help me. Help me get it off, baby. I want this. I want it so bad. Do you like me like this, baby? My dark, sun-kissed body, naked and on top of you? I'm the hottest girl you've ever seen, am I? Take a good look at me. Yeah. Just like that. Like when we were kids. But with one difference this time. My lips. My breasts. My pussy. I know how to use all of those now, baby. Let me show you. I will use my lips to kiss my way down to your beautiful cock. Please, show it to me. Baby, wow. You're so hard for me. And your cock, it's just right. It's perfect. Yeah, baby. I have figured out I am able to use these lips for cock kissing as well. Do you want me to show you? I love it so much, baby. No, let me get back on top of you. I have been waiting for this so damn long. You can feel me shaking in anticipation, can't you? Fuck. I'm so goddamn wet. I'm getting you all wet and ready, grinding on top of you. I want this, baby. No, I need this. I want it to be special. Please, 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 just hold me. Hold me tight. And take me. Mm-mm.
feel you. Oh, I can feel you going inside me. All the way. Oh, this is so, so wonderful. It's how I imagined it. Oh, just perfect. Oh, I'm here. I'm here for you now, baby. You feel so good inside me. Oh, don't let me go. Enjoy this experience with me. Feel me. Feel all of me pressed up against you. I love the feel of your shaft, baby. So thick and so hard. Oh, you fill me up so tight. I'm so wet. Oh, I feel so good. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Just like that. Oh, hold me tighter. You feel my legs wrapped around you. Tighter. Tighter. Oh. You're such a good kisser. I love it when we breathe together. Oh, oh. Oh baby. Slowly. Slowly. Oh, you're reaching my G-spot. It's so good. Oh, it's so good. Oh, I'm gonna come. Oh, you hold on. Oh, just let me come around your cock. Can you feel me squeezing you? Fuck. Oh, I love you. Baby. Don't you? Why haven't you been sucking on them then? Here they are. Come here, baby. Place your head here and let me put that nipple in your mouth. They're so sensitive. Good boy. Not another day you could make me come from just this. But I'd rather come from more sex with you right now. Oh, yeah. Are you ready? You can take all your lust out on me. No, come on, take me back. Take your island goddess back. Wrap yourself around me and hold me tight. Oh. You're so wonderful. Put your hands around my waist, baby. That's it. Squish my booty. I'm so proud of it and I'm glad you like it so much. You just feel so nice. And your shoulder is so nice and broad and firm. Love having my arms wrapped around them. Hold me tight. Hold me tight. Hold me. I'm keeping you here all to myself. You're mine now. All mine alone. And I'm yours. No, don't slow down, baby. It feels really good. If you continue like that, I don't even have energy anymore. I'm gonna have to lie helplessly on top of you. When we make love, don't stop. Just keep making us feel good together. So safe. You can do this. I love you. I love you. Hold me. Fill me up. Come for me. Stay inside me, baby. I just want to lay here and snuggle up to you. I'm so warm and satisfied now. With you here and my belly full of you. Look at us. Light and dark, snuggled up together during sunset. Aren't you feeling tired now, baby? You say you couldn't get up if you wanted to. That reminds me of a story. Well, you know, there is a legend in these parts that there once was an island goddess. After another terrible fight with her husband, she decided she had had enough and left the top of the mountain where they lived to come here and be amongst nature. Only sometimes she would get terribly bored of all the plants and animals. So when she just couldn't take it anymore, it is said, she would use her sand magic to catch ourselves handsome men sailing past the islands. They would wash up on shore and she would have her way with them. She had many children with them, and they in turn would have children. And so the islands became inhabited. Cute, isn't it? You think it might be true? Hey, since when did you get so superstitious? Not that I mind if you start worshipping me or anything. I love you. Sweet dreams.